מתוך רבש, מאמר וב, מהו למעלה מהדעת בעבודה.
רבש, article, what is above reason in the work? Within reason, a person cannot see that his guidance is in the form of good and doing good. Instead, every person feels a lack in pleasure and enjoyment in his life. Each one thinks that if he could see that he immediately receives what he prays for and asks of the Creator, which is called within reason, he would not have to believe that the Creator hears the prayer, since he would see with his own eyes that the Creator helped him. But when he prays to the Creator several times and thinks that the Creator does not grant his prayer, as evidenced by the fact that he did not receive anything he prayed for, then a person must strengthen himself and say that he believes what is written, "For you hear the prayer of every mouth." Since this is against reason, because reason shows him that the Creator does not answer him, when he overcomes and says that what the intellect and reason oblige him to believe, he says, "I am not looking, but I believe in the sages who told us that the Creator does hear the prayer of every mouth." This is called faith above reason.
Friends on duty, South Golan, Germany, Düsseldorf, Köln, Colombia, Petah Tikva 22. Question for workshop, Kharkov. How can we help each other raise the faith above reason? Again, question for an active workshop. How can we help each other to rise to faith above reason?
Now we're going into the lesson, which is an opportunity for us in the preparation and throughout the lesson to make such an effort that whatever state I'm in, or whatever the body feels, the most essential thing is to constantly think and about you and pray for you and be in the effort to be in the prayer. This is what's required of us in this work above reason.
Oh, the work in faith above reason is an environment that has greatness of the goal and importance. If we're concerned about giving it to one another, we'll be able to work above reason.
Right from our gathering, we have an opportunity to convey to each other the feeling of what's most important in life. And with this, go out to the day.
And that's our arvut and greatness of the Creator that we give each other upon all these states and thought and speech and deeds, that it covers our will to receive and lets us want to annul towards the center of the tent in full devotion for his whole life to that point. If you don't have that, there's importance of the self, and that's it. There's nothing else.
There are many friends who are participating in the morning lesson, and there's a lot of power, common power. It's enough for every friend to make a small effort to be included in this great power.
And this small effort we have to give every moment to start again, and obviously in the morning lesson, which is the best time during the day for it, in order to invite that state upon us that will be in it. And the light will do its part if we truly ask correct, and together the light will do it.
So now is a good time to be thankful that we are here together in the lesson with Rav in the books. It's an opportunity to take another step toward the Creator. It's a sign He is giving us attention. We should just remember that the Creator gives us both reason and above reason. And there's one power that runs everything. And the only thing we need to do is to equalize with it as much as we can, to bestow upon each other, think of each other, and be inspired by each other.
There's great gratitude about this whole time and this weekend and yesterday evening, the preparation we did together. We came here with some deficiency that we just want to increase. A deficiency that really forces you to implement the work and to demand for the ten and for all other tens, because we depend on them. Right now, the whole world Kli sitting, creating this one body, and the commitment is felt. We just have to increase the commitment, because to that extent we'll be able to rise above.
The work is done only out of the avud between us. If we pray for each other, that each one thinks about connection, about achieving the goal, through this avud, we will be able to do the work.
This is a great gift that we were given to gather together, and probably this time we have to use the opportunity to come every morning to this gathering and from this receive the forces which are the degree of our next connection. It will take everyone out of their shell from that radish we're stuck in.
In everyone's inclination in this workshop, not to speak of himself, but out of the togetherness, everyone wants to help each other come out of themselves. Now the greatness of the Creator flows between us, and we create this power that is in neither of us, but in a constant flow, like breathing between us, that sustains us all and gives us all life.
And we can do that now. We have a great opportunity to disconnect from all thoughts of this world and just dive in to the connection between us. This is our home. This is our life. This is the true reality we're living in now.
In this reality, there's one force being revealed, a power of love, good and doing good, and we have to make room for it to be revealed. Out of all that it depicts to us as the opposite of it, we have to let go and agree and merge with the friends and melt in the tens, so we allow Him to be with us every moment in life, because that's the only reality that exists. It's the reality that Kabbalists talk about and from which you begin the ladder. We have to be the zero point toward the ten, all of us together, making our own efforts.
We're continuing in a silent prayer.
Shema Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu Vehu Yoshienu, Vehu Yashmienu. ברחמיו שנית לעיני כל חי והוא ישמיענו ברחמיו שנית לעיני כל חי שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו Hashem Echad, Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu Vehu Yoshienu, Vehu Yashmienu, Berachamav Shenit, Leinei Kol Chai. Ashmienu, Verachamav Shenit, Le.